Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير وقال تعالى فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين وقال تعالى ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, every single one of us, regardless of our profession, regardless of our age, young and old, regardless of our material position, rich, poor, regardless of where we live in this world, every one of us experiences 24 hours every day of our lives. So whether the person is a teacher, a doctor, or whether he's a street sweeper, whether he's a rich man, he's a poor man, whatever his condition, every person gets 24 hours every day of the life. And then we have around us progress that technology has made, the advancement technology has made, the machinery in the industries, the appliances that we find in our homes, in our kitchens, the gadgetry that we have. Now all these inventions, the purpose of all these equipment and appliances and machinery is so that man can produce more in a short period of time. So despite all these things at our disposal, we still find that we lack the desired effect of whatever we are trying to achieve. We all have responsibilities, tasks, and we want to accomplish these responsibilities, these desires. So we make an effort, we use all this machinery that we have and modern invention. But all of us complain. We say we did not see the desired effect of the work we put in. Something is missing. We don't have time. That's a common complaint. Previously, to make some type of meal, to cook up some meal, perhaps it took an hour or longer. Now we have microwaves, we have stoves. In a few minutes, a person can cook up a meal. So what happens to the balance of the time that we saved? No, it's a common adage, time is money. People say it's not what you earn, it's what you save. It's not quantity, it is quality. But all of us complain we don't have the time. We're not seeing the desired effect, the desired result. We cannot meet the demands of our clients, of the customers. Something is missing. What is missing? Barakah. Barakah. We don't have that divine blessings with us. Rasulullah has taught us a morning dua. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه. Allah, we ask you the good of this day. In the early hours of the morning, a person is supplicating to Allah to give us good of the day. And amongst the things that a person asks of the good of the day, guidance and nur, and one of the things he is asking Allah is, Ya Allah, bestow me with barakah. The source of all barakah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. He is the bestower of blessings. So barakah is actually a gift, a divine gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have written, what is barakah? Thubutul khayri ilahi fi shay. Thubutul khayri ilahi fi shay. A bestowal of divine blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody gets married at the end of the nikah, what dua do we give him? Barakallah wa baraka alayk. We make dua for barakat. When we eat at a person's home, we give the host a dua. O Allah, give this person barakah in what he has nourished, fed me. Allahumma barik lahu. O Allah, you give him barakah in whatever he has given me as a meal, he's provided for me. The Arabs normally would use the word barakah when a camel would kneel down. And in Arabic you would say barakah al-ibil. Or barakat al-ibil. That the camel has knelt down. So if a person understands how a camel kneels down, to understand the concept of barakah and the root meaning of barakah and how it has been derived, the camel, it presses its front part of the body onto the sand, onto the ground. So when it kneels down, the front part of this camel presses onto the ground. And when this happens, it fixes itself onto the ground. It establishes itself onto the ground. It will not be easily swept away or moved away. A pond in Arabic is called al-birka. From the same root letters, bara and kaf. Why? The earth has collected this water. We call it a pond. The water is not lost. It is contained. It is preserved. So this concept of barakah, which we normally just understand, that we have plentiful abundance. Yes, there is one meaning of barakah. An-nama'u wa ziyada, as the Arab scholars have mentioned in the dictionaries. But that's just one meaning of barakah. And that is not the only meaning. Essentially, what barakah is all about, that a person enjoys divine blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It remains with him. It is long lasting. It does not disappear easily. He will derive great benefit from the thing that is blessed. Quran Sharif, Allah also mentioned Mubarak. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. It is a blessed, it is a divine book. The olive tree, شَجَرَةٌ مُبَارَكَ. It is a blessed tree. Rasul, the Rasul of Allah is also Mubarak. The Kitab of Allah is Mubarak. Whatever Allah blesses becomes Mubarak. So all of us desire this barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, it is not just having plentiful. With little resources, person has little. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him so much that it suffices. In fact, it does not only suffice his needs, it goes even beyond his needs. Two people, same acumen intelligence, they have the same time, they have the same goods, but we find their barakah varies. One is prosperous, the other one is not so prosperous. There are many reasons, but the main reason that this person has been devoid of barakah. The divine blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lacks that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we go back into seerah and we have heard this incident many times. I'm not going to go into the detail. You know the incident of Halima Sa'adiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she had taken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the countryside. But before taking him, all the other women who came, all the other wet nurses, they refused to take this little orphan. Why? He's got nothing that's going to benefit us. He's an orphan. We are not going to be blessed with him. What are they will not be able to afford us the money that we require. But when Halima Sa'adiya, the moment she took this blessed child, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she placed this child onto that camel's back, that same camel who was battling to join the other caravan, and the others were going very far ahead, and they were becoming annoyed with this camel of Halima Sa'adiya, which was very weak. But the moment Rasulullah sits on this camel, Allah blesses this camel with barakah. And it begins to speed. It surpasses all the other camels. Halima Sa'adiya, she could not give any milk. She was weak herself. There was drought. She was poor. The moment she took this baby, to suckle this baby, Allah Ta'ala blessed her with so much of milk, that even her other child even, began to drink milk. The home, her little dwelling, the moment they entered that home, it was full of barakah. It began to produce so much of food, and the sheep became healthy, and the goats became healthy, that those same people who were not prepared to take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had to come and borrow those goats for milking. Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, Anas radiallahu ta'ala was a youngster. Rasulullah sallam made dua for him. He was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma akthir malahu. Oh Allah, increase the wealth of Anas. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala's orchards would produce fruit twice a year, whereas all the other orchards would only produce fruit once a year. This is barakah. This is the blessings and dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had so many children and grandchildren. He himself mentions, because Allah Ta'ala gave him a very long life. And we will explain a long life also, and the concept of barakah in a long life. Allah blessed him with such a long life that he himself buried more than 100 of his children and grandchildren together. Himself. This was a long life Anas radiallahu ta'ala enjoyed. A long life on its own did not necessarily mean it is a life of barakah. What are the means, or how does a person acquire barakah? The very first and the most essential and the fundamental ingredient for a person to enjoy a barakah is iman. Iman and taqwa and good actions. The verse that I recited before you, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا. If the villages, if all those towns around Makkah Mukarramah, if they bring iman, this is the first condition, and they have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has commanded them, they bring that into their life, they abide by the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they refrain from all sins. Allah says, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. We will open up upon them barakatim مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Plural word of barakah. Allah says, not just one or two, one barakah. Allah says, we will give them blessings from the sky. They will get beneficial rain. And the crops will grow. They'll have fresh produce. There'll be abundant produce. And it will be a hassle-free life that they will enjoy. Not a life full of stress. Not a life that will make a person anxious all the time, restless. He's unable to sleep. He does not enjoy a sound sleep, despite having all the material possessions. But still he is not happy. He is not enjoying his sleep. He is restless. So Allah says, when a person has iman, he has taqwa, he does righteous deeds, then we will open for them barakat from the sky and the earth. But those people rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala deprived them of that barakah. A hadith Qudsi, very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي إِذَا أُطِعْتُ رَضِيتُ. Oh my Banda, when I am obeyed, I become happy. I become razi with you. وَإِذَا رَضِيتُ بَارَكْتُ. When I become happy, then I give barakah. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَتِي نِهَايَةٌ. There is no limit to my barakah. When Allah decides to give, then those blessings come pouring down. It pours down upon the person. There is no limit. Why? He is the source of blessing. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. He is the one who gave us our flesh, our bones, who created our bodies in the most perfect form, in such a beautiful form. What did he say after that? فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Barakat is only from Allah. The ability to grow was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Productivity, being prosperous, having plentiful abundance, not having a life of wretchedness and misery, to be content, all this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So iman, taqwa, good deeds. A person who is sinful, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his life will be one of misery, wretchedness. Allah says, man a'rada an dhikri, fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. That person who turns away from my remembrance, then for him is a miserable life. A very narrow life, a wretched life. He does not enjoy the peace of mind. He does not enjoy the material possession that he has, even if it is in abundance. But his life is narrow, it is tight. Such a person, Allah deprives him of barakah. Ulama have explained, the opposite of barakah is la'nat, curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. Another way of gaining barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by joining family ties. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned many ahadith. Man ahabba an yubsata lahu fi rizqih wa yunsa'a lahu fi athari falyasil rahimah. That person who wishes to gain barakah in his rozi. And we explained the meaning of barakah already. Person has little, but the benefits are great. One morsel of food goes down his system and he produces so much of energy that enables him to become a loyal servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I was saying, a long life does not necessarily mean that a man has got a barakah. No. Barakah fil umr means that Allah gives the person a long life in which he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if a person does not have a long lifespan, whatever his lifespan is, in that limited lifespan of his, he becomes an obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we say such a person has got barakat in his life. Barakat in a person's time. In a short period of time, a person produces volumes. We have seen the scholars of the past, the Salafi Saliheen, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, plus minus 40 years of age. But the amount of kitabs he produced, mind-boggling. Like that, most of our elders and akabir, in a short period of time, what they produced, they valued time. They had barakah in their time. Barakah in our life, barakah in our business, barakah in our wealth, barakah in our wives, barakah in our children, barakah in our a'mal, in our deeds, barakah in our knowledge. So when a person joins ties, Allah blesses him with barakah. And Allah gives him a long lifespan. In other words, whatever his lifespan is, he will gain the full blessings of his life. Giving sadaqat, charity, is another way of acquiring barakah. Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah increases the sadaqah you give. In other words, the effects of the sadaqah. The barakah in the remainder of your wealth. You took out money and you gave a person. Your bank balance, your eyes see that your bank balance is decreasing. Allah's promise, yurbi sadaqah. Allah will increase that wealth that you have. Allah will increase that balance. You might not see that money going higher. But Allah will enable you to fulfill all your tasks, all your responsibilities. All your requirements will be sufficed with that money that you have. And the contrary, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. You are taking interest. You're indulging in usury and interest. Outwardly, you are gaining. Your bank balance is rising. But Allah says, Allah destroys that wealth. You will be deprived of barakah. How many a rich person has complained, I have got all the material possessions in the world. Still, whatever monies I've got is just going in medical expenses. Accident, operation, this sickness, that illness, is just being wasted. Extravagance. He's not enjoying. But a man who got half loaf of bread and some milk and is enjoying a very nice, comfortable life. He's got barakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I mentioned 2 weeks ago in the discussion on journey and safar, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Wallah, give barakah to my ummah in the early hours of the morning of my ummah. That's a time of barakah. And the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Sakhar bin Wada'a radiallahu ta'ala, he used to say that I would dispatch my caravans for trade and commerce early in the morning and they would come back full, bringing a lot of profits. They would be prosperous. So much of gains they'll bring back. Rasulullah made dua that Allah give my ummah barakah in the early parts of its morning. Istighfar. Man lazim al istighfar. Ja'ala Allah min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa min kulli hammin faraja wa yarzuqu min haythu la yahtasib. That person who adheres, who clings onto istighfar, he seeks repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, he's repentant, he has a penitent heart, he turns to Allah, he adheres to istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He's sincere in his repentance. Allah says, we make an opening for him. From all the grief and worry and sorrow, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have full yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a person, Allah will dispel his worries, his anxiety. And from all difficult situations, Allah will make an opening for him. And Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. Unseen sources. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala is once visited by her beloved Rasulullah sallallahu, her beloved father. And Rasulullah had gone to all the other homes of his wives. And he was extremely hungry. And he inquired of his wives, have you got anything with you? Each one replied in the negative, nothing, we have nothing. This was the condition of the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes to his daughter, perhaps she's got something. She says, oh my beloved father, I take qasam in Allah, I've got nothing. She has starved, herself she was starving. Rasulullah said, no problem, and he leaves. Shortly after that, a neighbor of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha sends for her 2 rolls and a little bit of some meat. When she sees that, she becomes elated. Not because she's going to have a scrumptious meal now. She says, I'm going to conceal this and keep it away from my beloved father. Nobody must take it away from here. What do? We see something nice in some, we've got some dawat at home and some nice delicacies and pastries and desserts. So we'll take the nice one, we stash it away when everybody goes away. Then we can have the dessert. She sends her 2 sons, Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhu, call your grandfather, call your nana. He comes, what is it? What has happened? She says, oh my beloved father, some food has come. Very little. Just some 2 pieces of bread and some little bit of meat. I desired that I would give preference over myself, I'll give it to you. So she says, open that little tiffin they had. When she opened that tiffin, she found that it was much more than what came first. There was abundant food. Rasulullah inquired from her, Fatima, what is this? You said this little food has come. She looked at it. She was surprised herself. And the answer she gives to her father that made Rasulullah so excited, so happy. This was the same reply that Maryam alayhi gave. And she was asked, Zakariya alayhi asked, Anna laki hadha? Qalat huwa min indillah. This is from my Allah. My Allah has provided. So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides from unseen sources. Now this is barakah. Rasulullah has gone, traveling with the Sahaba at his time of Asr Salah. They just have one container of water to make wudu. Sahaba worried. Rasulullah said, this is mu'ajiza. And also shows the barakah. He takes his goblet, or his utensil, he places his Mubarak fingers. The Sahaba say, they saw a spring of water gushing forth. All the Sahaba were present. They all partook of, or they all made ablution. They all performed their wudu. So these are some ways of gaining barakah. Rasulullah has mentioned in the month of Ramadan, especially or whenever we are fasting, tasahharu, that make sehri. Make sehri, why? There is barakah in sehri. And we have seen it. The entire day you don't feel hungry because you're sehri. When we partake of meals, Rasulullah said, sammillah, say bismillah, there will be barakah for you. Eat together, don't eat separately. If you eat separately, you'll never become satiated. You'll always remain hungry. The moment you eat together, your stomach will get full. And Rasulullah specifically mentioned in the hadith, amongst the adab of eating, etiquettes of eating, when we have some meals, especially if it's rice, then he said, don't take from the center of the plate. Take from the sides. Because he says in the hadith, تَنْزِلُ الْبَرَكَةَ وَسَطَ الطَّعَامِ. In the middle of that plate, the food, Allah's barakah comes down. And from there it diffuses into every grain and every type of food that you have. Now if you're going to eat immediately from the middle, then the barakah will be over. But let that barakah pass onto every grain of food. Then he says, you must lick your fingers after you eat and clean that plate. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّهِمَا الْبَرَكَةِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. You do not know in which portion of that plate there may be barakah. There may be just some effects of gravy on your fingers, on the plate. But if Allah has got barakah in that, then that's going to be beneficial to you. So, if a person wants barakah, iman, he must have taqwa, he must do righteous deeds, make istighfar, join family ties. He must give sadaqah. He must do his work in the early hours of the morning. He must eat according to the sunnah and what I had mentioned. Even salam. Anas radiallahu anhu reports the hadith. He says that Rasulullah said, oh Anas, when you enter your home, make assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Make salam. Why? Yakun laka baraka, yakun laka wa li ahlika baraka. There'll be barakah for you, oh Anas, and for your household, for your family. What an easy way of gaining barakah. That we enter our homes and we make salam. Even in the words of salam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're saying, Allah's mercy be upon you. Allah's blessings upon you. So Allah Ta'ala blesses you also. Allah gives you barakah. The important thing is to stay away from sins. Stay away from interest dealings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give us barakah in our lives. Because sins obliterates all barakah in our time, in our actions, in our lives, in our property, in our business, in our lives. A person won't enjoy a healthy life. What is barakah in healthy life? Allah protects that person from illnesses. Allah gives him a sound life. He's able to function well. His mind is able to think well. All this is barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will end off with just one incident. Also explaining barakah. Barakah the sahaba, so barakah from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we will explain the mu'ajizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially his mubarak hand. What barakah the sahaba enjoyed from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was once asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what do you have with you? So he said, I've got a mizwad, a little bag, a leather bag, in which I've got a few dates. Rasulullah says, give me those dates. And then he makes dua, and he tells Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, oh Abu Huraira, listen, don't open and don't turn this bag upside down, and don't empty all its contents. Whatever you have inside, leave it inside. Whenever you are hungry, merely take your fingers, open this bag, and you take from there. There'll be barakah for you. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala had this mizwat, this leather bag, small little purse, tied around his waist with a belt, And he says, Wallah, whenever I was hungry, put my hands in this little bag, this little purse, and I would eat in the time of Rasulullah SAW, it happened. After the demise of Rasulullah SAW, in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, I did the same. Whenever I was hungry, I put my hands inside, and I just took out and ate. I never opened, I never checked how much was there, never counted those dates, I never removed the contents from this bag. Little piece, a small little purse. You see, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time, I enjoyed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's Khilafat was 2.5 years. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Umar, 10 years. So many years has gone by. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is still enjoying those dates from the little bag. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's time also, same things enjoying. But he says the day Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu was assassinated, he was martyred, he became shaheed, a very lengthy incident. He says, on that day, suddenly I searched for that leather bag, that purse I had, it had disappeared. He says, لِلنَّاسِ hammun وَلِي hamman. People were grieving on that day. They had only one grief. But, he says, Abu Huraira had two griefs. هَمُّ الْجِرَابِ, this little leather bag, it was lost. And وَهَمُّ شَيْخِ عُثْمَانَ, and the assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, of course, if we don't have barakah in our time, may Allah give us barakah in our time, so we can listen to whatever has been imparted, and we can implement this in our lives. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stay away from sins. Inni idha uti'tu raditu, when I am obeyed, Allah said, I become happy. When I become happy, I give barakah. There is no end, there is no limit to my barakah. Allah is a source of barakah. Make dua, Allah gives us barakah. Read the morning dua of barakah, and we will see barakah in our lives. We will see barakah in our children. Barakah in our children means that they will become prosperous, not only in dunya, in akhirat also. Allah will guide them. Allah will make them naik and salih. They will become pious. They will become a coolness of our eyes. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.